Archers for the week 18 to 23 September 2005.
Is Jill going to win any prizes at the flower show?
Will you look at these beans?
Yeah, fantastic.
David, hello. Happy birthday.
Oh, thanks.
I've got a card and present for you at home.
Ooh.
More prezzies. I was going to drop them round when I'd finished here.
Well, you're coming round to tea after the show, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Well, I'll wait till then. We're just going to stick up Josh's picture.
Can I see?
Yeah. It's after the 10 years and under best animal picture.
A parrot. Very colourful.
Inspired by the Grey Gables parrot.
Inspired by the £1 prize money.
Hey, and what about these amazing carrots, Jill? You're going to walk it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about that. Look at the competition.
Yeah, it must be all Bert stuff.
Oh, and what about Linda? Has she brought hers in yet?
No. I've been here since they opened the tent and there's been no sign of her.
Really?
Well, you'd think she'd have been straight in here.
Well, there's only half an hour before they start the judging. If she's going to enter, she's running out of time.
Come on, then. Where are you, eh? Who's the pretty boy, then? Who's the pretty boy?
Not you,
Joe.
That's for sure.
Oh, what are you doing here?
I might ask the same of you.
Well, it's none of your business.
No. Wait, let me see if I can guess. Standing under a tree in the country park, looking up at the sky with a bowl of bird seed and what looks to me like an empty ferret cage.
Well, that's it, yeah. Eddie lost one of his ferrets, is he?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm trying to...
A ferret that can fly and eats bird seed.
Like I said, it ain't none of your business.
Oh, yes, it is my business, Joe, if you're trying to catch that parakeet.
Well, why shouldn't I?
Because...
I'm only trying to help it. Do it a good turn.
Oh, come on, Joe.
Well, he won't last for long out here in the wild, will he?
So you were simply going to rescue it and return it to its rightful owner?
Yeah, now, hold on. It don't belong to you neither. And there ain't no law that says I can't try and catch a parrot.
Perhaps not. But I...
I've as much right to be here as you have. And this ain't the first time, eh? I caught a parrot once before.
I don't care how many times you've caught one.
And it's my birthday.
Oh. Well, congratulations. Yeah. But I don't see what that has to do with anything.
Well, I got experience with parrots, so he knows how to handle them.
It's not a parrot. It's a ring-necked parakeet.
Huh?
And it must be a male, because only the males have rings around their necks. There's actually quite a large feral population in the southeast. But this far north, it must be an escaped pet.
Ah, and I'm trying to catch it again.
Joe, may I remind you that this land belongs to Mr. Woolley?
So?
So, he first saw the parakeet, and I don't think he'd be at all pleased to learn that you were trying to kidnap and make off with it.
Oh, so you tell on me, would you?
Come on, pick up that cage.
Yeah.
There's no sign of it anyway. I've been trying to photograph it all morning.
Yeah.
What about your entries for the show?
I got mine in already.
Well, I've still got to take mine. I have to hurry.
Yeah.
First prize? Well done, that's brilliant.
Well, two, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, these are the hybrid teas. I got another first with my Floribundus.
Hey, a double.
Oh, luck, I suppose.
Look, oh, come on, Phil.
Well, that and plenty of well-rotted manure.
Hey, what's this? A highly commended?
Yes. My single specimen on a 9-inch stem. I was a bit disappointed with that.
Disappointed?
Well, I hoped I might have got a third.
Well, there wasn't much competition.
It's not bad, though, man.
Hey, you seen this? Phil's got two first prizes.
Yes,
and a highly commended.
Hey, swept the board then, Dad.
Not quite.
And Mum got a first for her honey.
Oh, well done.
Well, I was saying to David.
You need the trailer for all those trophies, Dad.
Oh, I'm not expecting...
There were only three entries for the honey.
Well, I'm sure yours was the best, Jill. Oh, and how did Josh get on with his picture? Oh, dear.
He was so disappointed.
Well, it's those judges. I mean, you know, they're fine with leeks and marrows, but when it comes to artistic taste, well...
I thought his picture was far better than some of the winners.
It was!
Well, there you go.
And, talking of leeks and marrows...
Listen, I'm going to find Josh. I'm going to buy him an ice cream.
Yeah, might cheer him up a bit.
See you later.
So, nice. What about your vegetables?
Yes, I did quite well. Second for my runner beans.
Oh, well.
Behind Bert, of course.
Who else?
And a third for my carrots.
Oh, well, that's marvellous. After all your hard work, you deserved it.
Well, yes, but...
What about Linda?
No, nothing. She hadn't entered any vegetables.
What, nothing at all?
Courgette chutney. I've seen nothing else.
Wow. That's very strange.
Yes. And after all that milk, congratulations.
Oh,
well deserved, I'm sure. They're so beautiful. Wish I could grow roses like that.
Oh, well.
What about you? How have you got on?
Oh, nothing this year, I'm afraid.
Not even your sponge cake?
I didn't enter. I made one, but it was awful. Came out flat and horrid, almost inedible.
Oh, dear.
So was it the oven or what?
No, it was me. I was in a rush and, well, all this business with Hazel.
Oh.
What's she been up to now?
Well, oh, I don't even want to talk about it. Not now. I'd rather enjoy the show.
Joe! Joe!
Huh?
Joe, look, I've got something for you.
Oh, what's this then?
Here, happy birthday.
Oh, cake.
It's not just any old cake. It's mine. It got first prize.
You mean...
Hey, Joe, many happy returns.
Oh, and the same to you.
Yeah, happy birthday, David.
Oh, thanks, Terry. Yeah, if you look at this, you'd never guess we were twins, would you?
Twins.
So, what's this?
Oh, Joe's having my prize cake for his birthday tea.
Yeah, well, I...
What's the matter? You like sponge, don't you?
Oh, look, he's got a slice missing.
Well, yeah.
Well, the judges, isn't it? They always do that.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'll make it look nice, Joe. I'll put some cream in it and icing on the top and candles.
Oh, cream, eh? Yeah.
And there's scones at home and sausage rolls and your special chocolate biscuits.
Yeah, oh, well.
Oh, you're having a party, then?
Yeah, proper family tea, Joe.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Just a ticket.
Oh, look, Emma can't come because little George is a bit poorly.
Oh, is he?
But William's coming along and Edward too, of course.
Oh, yeah, someone said... Who was it? Kenton, I think. Ed is going away again?
Yes.
Australia.
Oh, really?
Well, that's what he's saying. He wants to go and work down there.
Oh, don't know why he's going all that way. There's plenty of work for him here.
He wants a bit of excitement. See new places, meet new people.
Back here with his family, that's where he belongs.
Well, he ain't going forever.
If he goes off to Australia, I might never see him again.
Joe!
No. Oh, I might be 4 years old today.
Oh, don't.
Never know which birthday's going to be me last.
Don't be silly. Edward is not going forever. He'll be back for your next birthday, you see.
Linda! Jill, hello. Or should I say congratulations?
And you too, your wonderful-looking chutney.
Oh, yes, quite a surprise. I wasn't expecting a first.
Well...
Though it's nothing compared with your achievement. You and Phil seem to have walked off with most of the prizes this year.
Heavens, no. We're way behind Bert and Frieda.
Still, a marvellous run of beans. And your carrot?
Yes, I was quite pleased about that.
Bert's going to have to look to his laurels next year.
Well, you should have entered some of your vegetables.
My, oh, no, I'm sure I wouldn't have stood a chance.
Oh, yes, you... Well, I mean, I couldn't help noticing your wonderful vegetable garden the other day.
Oh, well, it's kind of you to say, but those weren't for the show.
No?
No, I grew those for my cornucopia.
Your...
Bought it to life. They sent a reporter and photographer around to see my kitchen.
Oh.
Of course, it's all in a day's work for them, but I think they were really quite impressed. They took lots of pictures of the kitchen and me and Constanza.
So, the vegetables?
Yes, I thought a display of homegrown vegetables would add a certain ambiance. Je ne sais quoi.
Oh. Yes, I see.
Mum?
Well, that explains
Mum,
why...
Mum, message from Dad.
Hello, David.
Hello, Linda. He's gone down to the church.
Right, I'll go and see him...
You must look out for next month's edition.
Yes, I will. Oh, and Linda, here, a little present for you.
For me?
You do like honey?
Yes, of course.
Prize-winning honey.
Well, there you are. You take it.
But
go on. I have plenty more at home.
Oh, thank you, Jill. That's so sweet of you.
I'd better go and catch up with Phil.
Bye. Bye. Oh, isn't that kind?
Linda.
Well, I'm going to have some tea.
Linda, is that Josh's picture?
Oh, yes, the parrot.
So
beautifully done. In fact, I liked it so much, I bought it.
Did you?
Yes, I gave him £1 for it.
Oh, that's great. I bet he was pleased.
Well, he seemed so disappointed not to win a prize.
Yes, he was. Oh, that's really good of you, Linda.
Not a ring-necked parakeet, of course, but now I've seen this, it's given me some inspiration.
A cornucopia?
That's what you called it.
So, all those wonderful vegetables, they've nothing to do with the show at all.
I felt so ashamed when she told me. After all that suspicion, sneaking about, peering through hedges.
Well, it sounds as if Linda hadn't the slightest idea what was going on.
No, thank goodness. Peggy, hello.
Hello. I wondered if it was you.
Oh, yes, I just called in with my roses.
Your wonderful roses. Oh, isn't that nice?
Well, I didn't want to take them home again, so...
You've put them in Grace's window. Oh, that's a lovely idea.
I only do realise it's almost 50 years.
Is it really?
50 years this week. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yes. Well, I'm sure Grace would have appreciated the roses.
Hmm.
50 years. That does make me feel old.
You're looking tired, Peggy.
It's been a long day. And to tell you the truth, I've not been sleeping too well recently.
I think I can guess why that is.
Hazel.
But I suppose there's no point in me losing sleep over it all. But I do find it so upsetting.
I can understand if you'd rather not talk about it.
We had all this before, of course, last time she came to stay. But Jack wasn't ill then. He could stand up to her. Now she's able to twist him round her little finger.
Oh, but surely she wouldn't take advantage of his illness.
Hazel? Oh, yes. She'll do anything to get what she wants.
And what do you think she does want?
His money, of course. Same as ever.
Yes.
That isn't what bothers me so much. Whatever I think of her, she's Jack's daughter. If he wants to give her money, well, that's up to him. What upsets me is the way she's going about it.
Really?
She doesn't care for him at all. Anyone else can see that. Jack's about the only person who doesn't seem to realise it.
But I suppose you can't tell him.
No. He won't hear a word against her. And she'll tell him anything to get her way. All kinds of lies. Making promises she's no intention of keeping.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I'm so afraid. Unless I can stop her, she'll end up breaking his heart.
Hazel's brought a present for Jack.
Oh, oh yes.
I took it last Christmas. Don't they all look great?
Yes, yes they do. You'll just have to remind me, which children are they?
Mine, Dad. My stepchildren.
Oh, yes. I mean, which one is which?
That's Elle.
Ah.
Carl Jr. and Kimmy down at the front. Isn't she just the cutest thing you've ever seen?
Yes, she's very pretty.
I'll put it here for now, shall I?
Yes, thank you. I'll show it to Peggy when she gets back.
Okay.
You see, she's not here now. She's gone to lunch with Jennifer.
Yes. You told me.
Did I? Oh, dear.
And you're coming to lunch with me at Grey Gables.
Yes, I'm nearly ready. Now, where's my coat?
Do you need it?
Well, it is quite chilly this morning. Must be in the hall.
You know, Dad, I do worry that this place isn't getting too much for you.
Do you think so?
Well, you don't need all these rooms, and the stairs are just...
I can still manage them.
And it's quite a walk down to the village.
You think we should move?
No rush, I suppose, so long as you're happy. Though, if I do bring Carl and the kids over, we'd need to find a place to live.
Oh.
Maybe, if we chose somewhere big enough, with a flat or an annex, well...
You mean...
Anyway, that's something we can talk about over lunch.
Yes. Can you help me with this?
Oh, and I'm afraid there's some boring old business, too.
Oh.
Well, if I'm to be co-signatory of the power of attorney, the sooner we get it all sorted out, the better. Don't you think?
Yes. Yes, of course. I'm sure you know best.
Psst. Oliver.
Psst. Hello?
Oliver.
Yes?
It's me, Linda. I'm in here.
Oh, good heavens.
What? Not too loud.
Oh, sorry. I didn't spot you there. You are well hidden.
Camouflage. I'm trying to see and not be seen.
Indeed. So, why?
Yes, of course, you must be wondering what on earth I'm up to.
Well,
I'm trying to get a photo of the parakeet.
Oh, yes.
Such a beautiful bird.
Love to have a nice photo of it. I've got my telephoto, and there's a good view of the trees all round.
Yes, I see. Well, I hope I didn't scare it off.
No.
I've just been up for a coffee with Caroline.
Actually, it's rather disappointing.
Mm?
I've been sitting here for almost an hour, and there's been no sign of it at all.
Really?
I'm getting rather cold.
Oh.
Terribly stiff.
Well, but do you think it's still around?
Oh, I do hope so. Nobody's seen it for a couple of days.
I do remember hearing that some parrots are nomadic.
What?
Well, I think so. In the wild, anyway.
Oh. But this is a parakeet. Perhaps they're different.
Yes, quite possibly.
Well, I've spoken to a man in Darrington who knows all about them. He said we should keep people away and try not to disturb it in case it does fly off again.
Did he?
And he's going to look through the records and see if he can trace its owner.
Well, I'd better make myself scarce.
Before you go,
mm-hmm.
Could you help me out of here?
Oh.
My leg's gone to sleep.
Of course, here. Oh. Here's my hand. Come on.
Oh, thank you. Oh, dear, look at the time. My break's nearly over.
Well, I'm sorry you've had such...
Look! Yes, I see. Wait, where's my camera?
Sweetheart, shh. Come on, please. Mummy's so tired.
Em?
Oh.
Hello. How's he doing?
Will, I've been trying to get him to sleep.
Oh, sorry.
Then you come in and start yelling.
Em, I'm sorry, I didn't realise.
If you just stop to think.
All right, I know. Here, let me take him.
Know what it is, it just won't settle.
Come on, Georgie.
It's past time for his nap.
What's the matter, you know?
His cold's nearly gone now.
Yeah, we've got rid of those nasty sniffles, eh?
And he's been fed and changed and everything.
Why aren't you sleeping?
I'm half asleep, my feet after last night. I'm telling you, I've had about as much as I can take.
He can't help it, Em. He can't help it.
No, it's not him. It's not George. I feel like I've been stuck here in this house for the last 6 months. Get up, feed, do the washing, clean the house and feed again, and then it's time for bed. It's driving me round the...
Do you know if there's anything I can do to make it easier?
You're never here, are you?
Oh, come on. You know why?
Yeah, it's a busy time of year. Yeah, I know.
Those young birds leaking down by the plantation. It's been a real headache. If I don't keep dogging them in. I'm sorry, but I've got to try and keep a lid on it. I don't know how many birds I've lost down there already. If I lose any more, it could be a disaster. The whole season depends on it.
Oh, I'm sorry, but if I hear any more about your...
There's no need for that.
It was chipped anyway. That's how I feel right now.
Okay, so how about I try and get away early tonight? We can leave George with your mum. Go down the pub. Will that make you feel better?
Okay, Dad.
Yes, I'm fine. I can manage.
You sit there while I see if I can
find... Hello.
Afternoon, Caroline.
Hello, Jack. Have you seen Linda anywhere?
Linda? No. Did you see her, Hazel?
Why?
She was meant to be back at the desk 10 minutes ago. Roy's having to cover for her.
Oh.
Well, you deal with it yourself, sweetie. No use bothering Dad about it.
No, I wasn't.
I brought Dad for lunch. Can we see a menu?
Yes, of course. Here.
I hope there's a table free in the restaurant.
I'll have to check with Roy.
This is a working lunch, so we'll need somewhere private.
I'm sure we can...
And I do mean private. Dad and I are going to discuss the whole future of the business. We don't want the staff listening in, do we?
Perhaps you'd like a room to yourself.
You just sort it out for us, will you?
Yes, that shouldn't be a problem.
Caroline!
Oh.
Caroline!
Linda!
Oh, Caroline, I'm so sorry. I know I'm a few minutes...
A few? I make it nearly 10.
Oh. Well,
where have you been?
Out in the park. But I saw the parakeet.
The parrot? You saw my parrot?
Yes, Mr. Woolley.
Oh.
I spent nearly an hour waiting in that bush, and just as I was about to give up, Oliver came along.
Oliver?
And we heard this squawk in the trees, and there he was. So I reached for my camera.
Camera? Did you get a picture of it?
Oh, I had a clear shot of it, beautifully framed in the telephoto. Press the button, and guess what?
Don't tell me.
There was no film in the camera. I'd forgotten to load it.
Oh, dear.
Can you believe I'd be so stupid?
Well, I'm sorry, Linda.
That's a shame. I'd love to have a picture of my parrot.
Oh, Dad.
Linda, you do realise that while you were messing about out there, Roy's had to stand in for the start of your shift.
Oh, Caroline, you have my sincerest apologies.
This bird. Is it still out there?
Well, I'm not sure. I couldn't wait to see.
A picture I could put on the mantelpiece.
Well, Dad, if Linda goes straight back out there now...
What?
She might still be able to find it.
Oh.
Well, there's a chance.
That would be nice.
But I can't leave Roy on reception.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'm sure Caroline will find someone to cover for you.
Oh. Well,
I don't want to get you into trouble, Linda.
No, no, off you go. I'll cover for you myself if I have to.
Well, I'll be as quick as I can, I promise. Right. Lunch.
Yes, your private table.
No, leave it. We might as well eat in my suite.
All right.
Come on then, Dad.
Are we ready?
Caroline, if you could send someone down to take our order.
Yes, of course.
And make it soon, won't you? We don't want to be waiting all day.
Saw a kingfisher today.
Oh?
Yeah, down by the river. There's always a few around, but you don't see them that often. And I tracked another mink. Yeah, big brute. Bared his teeth at me. Didn't do him no good, though. And I've been after him for the last few weeks. Em?
Sorry, I can't remember if I left George's drink with Mum.
Stop worrying. He'll be fine. He's supposed to be having a break from all that.
Yeah.
Quiet in here tonight. Hey, you fancy a game?
Will, I was really serious. What I said about feeling shut away at home, not having a life. I know you find it hard to understand.
No, I do understand.
Do you?
Of course I do. It's just...
The thing is, you keep saying it'll change and it'll get better, but it's not. It's... Well, I don't know if we can't go on like this forever.
We shan't have to, love. As soon as the pressure's off, as soon as I got some...
So what about this holiday, this trip to Yarmouth?
Yeah, we'll have to book it soon.
So when? What, next week? Next month? Before Christmas?
Be fair, love. You know that's not...
Yeah, I know. I know it's stupid of me to ask, wasn't it?
No.
Anyway, why should we have a holiday?
Then...
And why am I complaining? What have I got to moan about? Life's perfect. I'm just being spoiled and selfish. No, don't. Just leave me.
Hey, come on. Why don't I get you another...
No, it's no good. Let's go home.
Home? But we only just...
I don't want to stay. I've had enough. Just take me home.
Your coat. You left it in reception. When you came up for lunch.
Oh, did I?
I'll hang it here, shall I?
Would you like to come in for a drink? Peggy's in the bath, but...
No, that's kind, but Oliver's waiting in the car.
Oh, ask him in, too.
No, really, we must get home.
Oh, well, thanks for bringing my coat.
No problem. And I hope you enjoyed your lunch with Hazel.
Lunch? Oh, yes, it was so nice of her to take me out. And we had a good old natter, you know.
Yes.
It's such a pleasure for me to see her again after all these years. And if she really does decide to come back and live here, well, it will be wonderful.
Live here?
Well, nothing's settled yet, but...
I see.
Between ourselves, she's thinking she might bring her husband and stepchildren to live over here, in Ambridge.
Yes, that will be nice for you.
Now, Caroline, I know you and Hazel haven't always seen eye to eye.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Whatever happens, I'm sure she wouldn't interfere with the business. And she still needs you to manage it for her.
Yes.
So there's no need for you to worry.
You feeling okay? You look a bit faint.
Hazel. Apparently she's planning to move over here with her new family.
Ah, the plot thickens.
Yes, but from what Jack was saying, she's obviously intending to take over the whole business.
You think she would?
Oh, yes. It's what she's always wanted. She's been after it for years.
Well, perhaps, but... Well, that doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Well, one thing's for sure, anyway. If she ever gets her hands on Grey Gables, I'll be looking for a new job.
Ed's planning to leave the green fields of Ambridge behind him.
I'll pick you up at 6, yeah?
Yeah, you won't forget.
Afternoon.
Hello, Tony.
I'm going to be down at Oliver's.
All right, then.
Hey, Ed. What's this I hear about you emigrating?
Who said that?
Emigrating?
Australia. That's what Eddie told me.
Of course he's not emigrating.
I'm going to do some travelling. Maybe get a job down there for a while, that's all.
Yeah, just kidding.
don't know why everyone's making such a big deal about it.
It's only for a few months, isn't it, Edward?
Yeah, I'll be back. I'm not going straight off. I've got to find the cash to pay for the flight, yeah?
Hey, Ed.
Ah, just the man.
Hello, Tom.
Hiya.
I've got something for you, mate.
Oh, yeah? What's this?
Here, invite for my 21st next week.
Oh, great, cool.
I'm sorry it's a bit short notice.
What day is it?
Wednesday.
Oh.
Problem?
I'm still flat out doing the banger single-handed.
Oh, right.
Not sure what time I'll get off.
Well, if you can come, it'd be great to see you.
Yeah, of course, I'll do my best.
So, where's my invitation?
Well, it's at a club in Felpersham. You can come if you want.
Nah, if you're playing that garage stuff all night...
But you'll be having a tea at home first.
No.
Won't you, Edward?
Yeah.
Must have a nice tea for the 21st.
Yeah, see you later, Mum.
Bye, then. I hope he means it. Can't expect us all to go clubbing.
No.
Well, back to the yoghurts. Got a busy afternoon.
Yeah, that makes two of us.
So, how are the pigs?
They're fine.
Not that you've got many left down here. Hardly worth you keeping them on.
I've still got to meet those last few supermarket orders.
Yeah. Then you'll be able to say goodbye to organics once and for all. I bet you can't wait.
Dad.
Okay. Well, don't let me hold you up. Oh, and don't forget about the veg boxes, will you?
Hiya.
Hi. You busy?
No. It was great timing. Brilliant.
Cool. So, how are you?
Oh, knackered. Spent the morning packing and cleaning up. Now it's on to the pigs.
Well, that's why I called. I finished at the cafe today, so you need a hand with the sausages.
Nah. I'm sure you've got better things to do.
Oh, really? I don't mind. I'll have some time to kill.
Oh. OK, if you really want to help. How do you fancy sorting out a few veg tonight?
Yeah, fine, whatever.
Great.
Down at your place?
Yeah, it's for the veg boxes tomorrow. If you help, then I won't have to talk to Dad.
Watch when she strains. You can see the forelegs. She's been going at it for a while now. Too long.
Problem?
Yeah, I'm going to have a feel inside.
Weren't you hoping to get away early?
Yeah, that was the plan.
So, if you want to leave this one to me and David...
Oh, thanks. Let's see what I can find.
You don't want to keep Kirsty waiting. It is Kirsty you're meeting.
As you ask, yes it is.
I'm sorry, I don't want you to think I'm being nosy.
I don't.
But I do feel... Well, after giving you that lecture about being honest about relationships, I do feel a bit responsible.
Yeah?
Only I'd hate to think you've made a terrible mistake.
Yeah?
Sam, you're meant to be reassuring me, yeah?
Stop worrying, I've still no regrets.
Oh.
Well, what about me and Fliss? I got a postcard from her yesterday, from the Isle of Man.
Really?
Yeah, she'd taken a few days out and it was to say, like, she's okay, no hard feelings.
Oh, well, that was nice.
Yeah. Okay, let's have a look, see what's going on here. Hello? No problem.
Well, the forelegs are there, but she's taking her time.
Oh, these heifers, eh? Yeah. Yeah, the ribcage is through.
What about the hips?
Nope. That's where the problem is. It's a hip lock.
Oh.
Okay, look, you get cleaned up and go.
Will I?
Yeah, we'll sort her out.
No, thanks for the offer, but it is a big calf. I might have to use the calving jack.
Mm.
I'll stay and see it through.
Mum's blaming Neil, Neil's blaming me and Roy.
Well, how can he blame you?
Because we were collecting the eggs and we didn't notice the spots of blood.
Well, okay, but...
Yeah, I mean, how was I supposed to know? Even Dad's getting in on the act. He's had this massive row with Ailey.
Uh-oh.
Last night. I'm not sure how it started. Phoebe's fussing, worrying she'd catch red mite from the hens. And then it was like yelling and screaming and doors slamming. Real madhouse.
Ouch.
There's too many people in the same space, that's the real problem. Makes me even gladder to be getting out of there at last. 3 more days to go.
Yep.
Oh, caterpillar. Ugh, I'm a cabbage.
Okay, just shake it off.
Go on.
That's it. You're doing great.
And Roy's not a happy bunny either. There's all this stress up at Grey Gables.
Oh, because of...
Jack Woolley's daughter. Roy reckons she wants to take over the whole business.
Yeah, Gram's been worried too.
Sounds like this Hazel's a real hard case.
Yeah, but, well, she is Jack's daughter. If he wants to give her the business, then why not?
Suppose.
Keep it in the family. I only wish I had that kind of support from my...
Ah, Brenda.
Oh, hi, Tony.
Sorry to interrupt. You've left your car in front of the feed store.
Oh, sorry.
I need to back the trailer round.
Yeah, OK, I'll move it now.
Thanks.
Shall I?
No, it's OK. Might take a sec.
Right.
Kind of her to help you out.
I didn't ask. She offered.
Yeah. Shall I trim a few of these?
No.
No, it's okay. I'd like to have a word anyway.
Look, Dad.
I've just had to put up with Jennifer telling me all about the brilliant new design for your packaging and this great new contract that Brian's made with a catering butcher.
Yeah, so?
Well, you must be pleased that your new venture's going so well.
Maybe I am.
Just a pity you had to abandon your organic principles along the way.
Dad.
Give them up without so much as a second thought.
OK, we've heard all this before.
No, but I still can't understand it, Tom. I thought you had some ideals.
Oh.
That you believe in what we're trying to do here. Now you're prepared to turn your back on it all.
Dad, please, I don't need
this. Turn your back on everything me and your mum have worked so hard for all these years. Just for the sake of profit.
Not just profit. I was trying to save my business.
Well, you could have done that.
Yeah, and you could have let me keep my brand.
If you'd been prepared to meet us halfway...
Dad, just stop doing this to me. I had no choice. You forced me into it.
Nobody forced you, Tom.
Whatever. It's done now, Dad. It's happened. You'll have to get used to it. So please, get off my back.
Okay, keep her steady.
Dad.
All right, I'm going to pull the jack down about 45 degrees. I should slip the calf out. Ready?
Ready.
Okay, then. And another. And...
Yes.
Hey. There he goes.
Well done.
You were right about the size.
Yeah. Nice bull calf.
Brilliant. How to make a difficult carving look easy.
Oh, I said it'd be a tough one.
Okay. Well,
that's yours, Sam.
Oh,
shall I see who it is?
No, I can guess.
Okay, we'll clear up. You go and meet Kirsty.
Yeah, go on, you must be late enough already.
Well, I ought to give her some antibiotics after that, just in case.
We'll see to that. Off you go.
Okay. Thanks.
And thank you for staying.
Yeah, go on. Have a nice evening.
Yeah. Oh, see ya.
Right.
See you. He did the right thing. Must have been really hard for him to break up with Fliss.
Oh, yeah. Looks really cut up about it, doesn't he?
Oh, go on. Don't be such a...
Such a what?
Well, don't be so hard on poor Sam.
Right, if it means he stays here instead of bunking off to Chester.
Oh, well, I'm glad about that too, but...
As long as it's good for the farm, he can break as many hearts as he wants.
Oh, you...
I talked to Pat. I've arranged to leave work early next Wednesday.
Yeah?
Your birthday.
Oh, right.
So I can come home and ice the cake and do the tea.
Oh.
Well, I'll make sure there's time to do it properly before you disappear off to Felkin.
Yeah, look, I've been thinking about my birthday.
Edward, it's your 21st. You've got to let us give you a nice...
I had an even better idea.
What?
Well, because it's a weekday. Well, that's a problem with some of my mates, so I've put off the club thing till the weekend.
Well, so what about actually...
No, I've booked the bull upstairs for Wednesday.
The bull?
Yeah, well, Fallon's got a really good deal if I help her deliver some flies for something else she's doing, so I'm going to have the party there instead.
Oh!
Well, you and Dad can come, and Grandad, well, anyone else who's around.
Oh, that's much better. Oh, I'm so pleased. Thank you, darling. Oh,
well, double as going away party and all.
Yeah, it's a lovely idea. Hey, it means William and Emma can come too.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, it'll do them good. Poor little Emma, William's been worrying about her.
Yeah?
So she's been quite depressed, you know, moody. Tears for no reason.
Oh,
I said to him, it's because of George being poorly. I remember what it's like. It really wears you down.
Yeah.
But he's well on the mend now, so I'm sure they'll be able to come to the party.
There's about half a dozen rooms in a corridor, and you share a kitchen and a bathroom.
Yeah, I get the picture.
Not what you call five star, but it seems quiet. And it's only a short walk to the campus.
Yeah?
Not helping, am I?
What?
You're still brooding over that row you had with your dad.
No. Well, okay, yeah. He really hacks me off. I wish he'd just deal with it, you know, and move on.
Oh, wish there was something I could say to make you feel better.
No, don't worry about it. It's my problem.
Well, if it all gets too much, you can always come down and visit me.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's always a space on my floor.
Thanks. I might take you up on that.
What? Oh.
And guess who's with him?
Kirsty. Are you okay? I mean, should we go through
some... No, it's fine. Don't worry.
Be sure?
Yeah, it's cool. I'm fine. Kirsty was obviously ready to move on, and the same goes for me.
Ed?
Are you all right, Em? So, a bad time?
No, it's not.
How are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, I'm not so bad.
Here, I was wondering if you'd like to come to my party next week.
What party?
That's my 21st. I'm having a do at the Bull upstairs. Do you think you can make it?
Yeah. Well, I'll try.
Oh, great. Well, I hope to see you then.
Yeah.
Look, you sure you're okay?
Yeah. Why?
Well, Mum said you'd been a bit down, you know?
Did she?
Yeah, well, with George and all that.
Oh. No, I'm all right.
Honest?
Yeah, honest.
Well, look, don't forget, if you want to take it out on someone, I'm always around, all right?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, then, well, look, I'll see you next week.
I'll see you.
Can Peggy put a stop to Hazel's schemes?
Absolute bedlam. The whole kitchen's turned upside down.
So what are they doing?
Putting a new steam oven.
Oh.
And the kitchen barbecue.
A barbecue indoors?
They're all the rage, Mum. And they're bringing my new coffee maker tomorrow.
Well, you are going to be busy with all your new equipment.
Oh, no, Mum. I know you think I can't boil an egg. But the whole point is they make cooking so much simpler.
Yes, all right, dear.
Anyway, I feel like a refugee from my own home. I'm popping into the Bull for lunch. Care to join me?
No, I must get home to Jack.
Oh, come on. Might do you good. Leave your worries at home for a while.
Well, I took your advice. I've just been to see my lawyer about the power of attorney.
And?
Hazel's right. As Jack's daughter, she does have legal rights. At the very least, we shall have to keep her informed.
Well, she knows all about it now.
Yes, and now I feel that perhaps I should have done more from the start to keep in touch.
You keep in touch? If she couldn't even be bothered to send Jack a Christmas card.
I have to try and do what's right by Jack. It doesn't matter what I think of her personally.
There's no reason for you to feel guilty, Mum. Besides, all this really matters now. It's academic.
Matter?
Now she's talked Jack into letting her be co-signatory. She thinks she's got her own way. You've got to try and stop her.
But I really don't see how.
We can't let her bamboozle poor Jack and walk all over you, Mum. No, we'll have to put our heads together and make a plan.
All right, but not now. I must get back.
I'm going to be busy this afternoon. Look, I'll pop round and see you later.
Emma?
Hello.
Off out?
Yeah. Why?
Well, I was coming back for dinner.
Oh, there's ham and cheese in the fridge and... Yeah, all right, George.
So we...
Why, it's Mum's half day. She's taking us into town.
Oh, you think George is...
George is fine. Fresh air will do him good. Do us both good.
D-Day. We've got the keys to Honeysuckle at last.
Oh, wonderful, darling.
At least... I should have them somewhere.
Oh, Adam, don't say you've lost them all.
Here, don't panic.
Oh, great.
Well, I hope Matt's left the place nice and tidy for you.
Nice and empty.
Ian's worrying we've got too much stuff already.
I thought you had practically nothing at all.
Oh, yeah, but we've been shopping since then. We let this boy loose in a furniture warehouse like a kid in a candy shop.
Okay, but we've got a whole house to fill.
So what have you got in the trailer?
Oh, boxes and stuff, books, cushions, odds and ends.
Yeah, and that's just the first trailer load.
Most of the furniture's coming later.
Oh, well, you're going to have a busy afternoon.
Well, we have to get in there first. There, you do the honours.
Okay. So.
Okay. Shall we?
After you.
No, you first.
Oh, what the hell? We might as well do this properly!
Adam! Adam!
There we go!
Okay, you can put me down now.
So they've let you out for the day, have they?
Yeah, that's how it feels. Like I've crawled out from under a stone.
You must be surprised to find me still here.
Kenton, it hasn't been that long.
Well, it's good to see you. There you go, first one's on me.
Oh, cheers. You won't believe how good it feels to be out of that house. Back in the real world again.
Well, actually, word did filter through. George has had a cold, yeah?
Oh, yeah, yeah, but he's fine now.
Oh, good.
Mum's just taking him around the market.
Right.
Oh, she your new waitress?
Yeah, that's Fran. Started yesterday. Yeah, Brenda's shown her the ropes.
Oh, wow, she looks...
Oh, yeah, she's great. Bright, friendly, nice manners. And her mental arithmetic is something else.
Yeah, that must have really clinched it for you.
Well, yeah, she does have other qualifications.
Hmm, so I'd noticed.
Never hurts to have some nice totty up front of house, you know?
Take your word for it.
Yeah, well, of course, it's early days, yeah. I mean, she may not work out. But, you know, hoping she'll just get me through till you finish your maternity leave.
Oh, okay.
I don't suppose you're in any rush.
What? Well, I can't wait.
Huh?
Well, as soon as George is big enough to be left with a childminder.
Huh?
Yeah, well, that's if I can find one.
Okay, well, we'll soldier on without you for a bit longer then.
So, how are you getting on with the new owner?
Oh, fine, yeah, touch wood. To be honest, I hardly ever see him. If he wants to get in touch, he does it through an agent.
Oh, that sounds all right.
Yeah, so I'm hoping so long as I do my job, then we'll all be happy bunnies.
Wow, if Fran's as good as you say.
I'll soon find out. Fran's done her last shift.
Oh, yeah. Off to uni. Lucky her.
What is it about round here? Why is everyone in such a hurry to get out?
Well, if you need me to
Brenda
tell you...
Brenda off to uni, Ed back off on his travels, and you know, the girl from the bookshop...
What?
That girl from the bookshop, she's going to China.
What did you say about Ed?
Oh, yeah, he's off to Oz. Lucky lad, I wouldn't say no to a trip.
Ed? Ed's going to Australia?
Oh, yeah, yeah. As soon as he gets his visa sorted. Didn't you know?
You ready with those glasses, darling?
Hold on. Well, there should be a few more somewhere. Ah, here. If you don't mind a plastic tumbler.
It'll taste just as good. Okay.
Well done!
I can't help feeling this is a bit premature.
Oh, come on, you've got it all through the door, haven't you?
Most of it's still in boxes.
Oh, we can sort it out later. I think a small celebration is called for.
Now, cheers. Welcome to your new home.
Mm. Here, if I clear a space, we can all sit down there, you are, Lillian.
Thanks, Ian.
Oh. Though, I'm afraid the quality of the furnishing isn't quite up to your standard.
Oh, it's a very comfortable settee. And I'm sure you're going to make it very cosy.
In about 6 months, maybe.
Yeah, come on. Sit down, relax.
Okay.
Oh, you'll need a chance to recover after carrying me over the threshold.
Piece of cake. I'll pick you up with one hand.
Let's see you try.
Yeah, I'm so pleased you finally moved in. I'm sure you're going to be very happy here.
Yeah. I've always loved the place, since I used to visit old Walter as a kid.
Nelson, too. You know, I bet these old walls could tell a few tales.
Yes, I bet.
Oh, it'll just be so great for me, not having to live over the shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, put some space between you and the kitchens. Yeah,
even more so in the present circumstances. Grey Gables is not a happy ship.
Oh?
Well, not with that daughter of Jack's prowling the corridors. She's like one of the undead. There's all sorts of terrible rumours going round.
Really, darling? Tell me more.
Babe? You there?
Oh, it's George.
He's asleep.
Oh, great. Wasn't sure if you'd be back. You never called me. Emma, you okay? Have you been...
No, I'm fine.
Love, what is it?
Look, I said I'm all right.
Okay. I'll make you some tea, shall I? So how was Borchester?
It was fine. Yeah, great. I went into the cafe. Do you know Kenton's got a new assistant?
No. What's she like?
Oh, she's great. She looks perfect.
Oh?
Tall and pretty. Clever. Sure she's much better at the job than I am.
Emma.
Fran. Her name's Fran.
Look, I know it must be worrying for you, but...
Well, did you know Ed was going away, that he was going to Australia?
Oh,
Surely you must have known.
Yeah, Mum said something.
Why didn't you tell me?
Oh. I don't know. I never even thought.
I can't believe it. I can't believe you didn't tell me.
Okay, I'm sorry, but you know what Ed's like. He'll say one thing, then next week he'll change his mind and say another. Well, I don't care what he does anyway. What's it matter?
Would it be nice to know, that's all.
Look, Em, I know what it is. I know what's really upsetting you.
Do you?
So what if Kenton's got a new waitress? Your job's still there. He'll have to take you back on after your maternity leave.
Yeah, I do know that, Will.
So you don't have to worry, do you? And anyway, well, it's not like you're going to be staying at Jack's forever, is it?
What?
Em, I know you don't want to rush to have another kid, and I do.
Babies! You think this is all about babies?
It's okay. I understand. No one's trying to pressure you. Now I've had some time to think about it. Well, I reckon it'd be much better if you was to keep on working. Say a couple of years, maybe. Part-time.
Oh.
Well, it makes sense, don't it? Why hurry?
It's not what you were saying before. Look, what's made you change your mind?
Well, I was talking to Mum about it, and she said...
Your Mum? You talked to your Mum?
Well, she's had two kids. She knows...
Oh, well, that's great. So you two have got it all sorted out.
Em, listen, it's right what Mum said. In a couple of years, I might be earning enough to support the both of us.
And what then... business is it of Clary's?
I've got a good steady job here, good house, no mortgage. Why can't we have another?
How could you do that? How dare you? This is my life. It's my life we're talking about. How dare you go and discuss it behind my back with your mother?
Why not?
You really don't see it, do you? You don't know how and you don't understand anything.
Em?
You can't. You are not doing this. You are not taking me over. I am not letting you.
Em, don't.
No, stop it. Just leave me alone. I've had enough, don't you understand? It's my life and you can't take it away from me. I just want it back again.
Jack's having a snooze in front of the TV. Come on through.
I've just been talking to Adam and Ian.
Have a seat while I get this.
And if what Ian says is true, it's even worse than I thought.
What's he been saying?
Well, about the way that woman's been throwing her weight around at Grey Gables. She's already upset most of the staff, apart from Linda.
That may be new to you, Lillian.
And they've all heard the rumours about her taking over. If she does, they'll be out of there like rats from a sinking ship.
Yes, I know. But if that's what Hazel really wants, I'm afraid she'll find a way to persuade Jack to let her have it.
Well, then we've got to bung a spanner in her works, somehow.
But how? That's the problem.
Well, there's no use pussyfooting around. Be straight with her. Tell her if she doesn't lay off and sling her hook, then you'll...
Oh, what? You don't quite understand how difficult it is for me.
And, Mum, you can't stand by and let her fleece him.
He dotes on her. He won't hear a word against her, even from me.
Never mind the fact that she's taking him for a ride.
Lillian, I can't stop her sharing power of attorney. It might even be for the best.
Best? Mum, once she's got her hands on his business affairs...
She'll still have to share the power with me. And at least that way everything's above board and she can't accuse me of trying to do her down.
So she's got poor Jack eating out of her hand. Mum, if he ever finds out what she's been up to...
Yes, I know. That's what I'm terrified of. You're right. I can't stand by and do nothing.
So?
All right. I will see her and have it out with her. I'll go tomorrow. It may be that we can come to some kind of an arrangement. Anything to spare Jack from being hurt.
Good for you, Mum.
It may not do any good at all. But I'll have to try.
Now for some angry confrontations and shocking revelations.
Afternoon.
Peggy.
Well, well. Do you mind if I come in?
Please do. So what can I...
I think it's time you and I had a talk about Jack.
Yes. How is Dad today?
No better, no worse. But I haven't come here to discuss his health.
Oh.
Jack's told me that he's agreed for you to share his power of attorney.
Yes. And I'm afraid there's nothing you can do about
it. No, you're quite entitled to do so, of course. I've no wish to stand in your way.
Well, that's very big of you, Peggy.
So you and I would share responsibility for his affairs. Now, if that's going to work at all, then I have to be sure that you really do care for Jack, that you love him, and you want to make him happy.
Isn't that what we both want?
You'd have to convince me that was true, and that you weren't just acting for your own selfish interests.
And if I can't do that?
Then, as I've said before, I think the best thing for Jack would be for you to leave quietly, as soon as you can, and go back to America.
Well, I've been waiting for something like this. I'm only surprised it took you so long.
I beg your pardon?
You tried to buy me off once, so you thought you'd have another go.
Buy you off?
Oh, come on. We both know what this is about. Though if you want me out of the way, I better warn you. I don't come cheap.
All right. Tell me what you cost.
That generous gift we talked about before, remember? I think it's time for me to take you up on it.
How much?
Oh. Shall we say 500,000?
How soon would you want it?
At once. I want it paid into my account before I leave.
All right. I'm sure that can be arranged.
Whoa, slow down. I'm not quite finished yet.
There's more?
Ah, yes.
Ed?
Oh, yeah.
Ed, I tried to call you.
Oh, I almost left it in the car.
So, busy with the cattle, then?
Yeah, well, Oliver's gone out for the day, left me in charge.
Ed, I just wanted to say thanks for asking me to your party.
Oh, that's all right. Are you and Will going to come, or...?
I don't know,
Emma, what's up? Well, you didn't come all the way down here just to...
Ed, you didn't tell me. You didn't tell me you're going away.
Oh.
I didn't know. I had no idea. Will didn't say.
Yeah, well, I'd only just decided, really.
It's only when I heard from Kenton.
Yeah, well it was kind of a random thing, you know? It was a spur of the moment.
Australia?
Yeah, maybe.
Why? What made you decide?
It was the same as before, really. But I feel like I'm stuck in a rut round here. The same old stuff every day. Same old job, same old people. Do you know what I mean?
But you can't just go away. What about me? What about George?
Emma.
You can't do it, Ed. You can't just go away and leave us. It's horrible. I don't think I could bear it.
Emma, don't. Come on, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
I'm not going forever. I'll be back.
When? What? 6 months? A year?
I don't know.
That's too long. Ed. My life is such a mess. It's just a bad dream. If you went, I don't think I could...
Oh, come on, don't say that. Don't do this. It's not fair.
But it's true. I love you, Ed. I always have. I have never stopped.
Emma.
It's not Will, it's you, and you know that.
Emma, you can't say this to me now. You can't try and make me stay. That's not fair.
All right. If you want to go, I won't try and stop you.
I've got to make my own life now.
So take us with you. Take me and George.
What?
I can't stay without you. There's nothing left for me here. My life would just be empty. Let us come with you.
Emma.
No, I mean it.
You
really.
Can't.
Well, please. You can't go and leave me. I'd do anything. I'd go anywhere.
Well, it's no good. It's too late.
No, Ed, it is
yes,
not.
Yes, it is. Why didn't you say this to me before last year? Like when I was begging you
I
to.
I don't know. I was stupid and I was wrong and I made such a terrible mistake.
Well, it's done. You can't just pretend. You can't try and change it all now.
Yes, we can.
No. You've made your choice. You've got to let me make mine.
Ed, please. How can you do this? Don't you love me? Ed, look at me. Tell me you don't love me. Ed.
You've got no right to do this, Emma.
Ed, don't.
I've got to go.
Don't walk away from me. Ed. Please, Ed.
I haven't seen Dad's will yet. But as things are, I can guess which of us will grab the biggest slice of the pie. I'll probably be left with the crumbs.
So?
That's going to need a few changes.
What kind of changes?
Grey Gables. I'd like Dad to leave it to me.
You mean?
Oh, yes. The whole works. Down to the last tee on the golf course. Don't look so shocked. You know, I've always fancied taking over the old place.
And you think Jack will...
I can't see him raising any objections, can you? After all, I am his daughter.
Don't I deserve to take over the family business? And if there are any snags, well, Dad's so devoted to you. I know I can rely on you to smooth things over.
Is there anything else?
One more thing. My cash gift. I don't want to end up losing half of it to tax. So, if Dad doesn't last the course, then...
If he what?
I'm sure you know the rules. He may be good for another 7 years, but...
Hazel, how can you possibly talk like that?
Well, we ought to face up to it. With Alzheimer's, you can never be sure.
Have you quite finished?
So long as it's understood. If it does become liable to tax, that'll have to be paid from the estate as well.
I understand.
So that's my offer. It's up to you. Take it or leave it.
I knew there'd be trouble. From the very first moment you turned up.
Just a pity I didn't come sooner.
After all Jack's done for you, is this how you treat him?
You want me out of the way. I've told you what I want in return. Why can't we leave it at that?
All I want is what's best for Jack.
Oh, yes. And so it's just by chance that you'd end up walking into the sunset with most of his estate.
Is money all you ever think about?
Don't be so greedy. Daddy's a rich man. I'm not asking for the lot. All I want is my fair share.
Fair? Is what you're offering fair to Jack? Take as much of his money as you can and then go off and leave him?
Come on, let's be reasonable about this. Here's a pen and paper. I've told you my price. What's yours?
My price? What do you mean?
Go on. Write down a figure. There's plenty to go round. Even if you pay me off, you'd still be quids in. Quite enough to keep you in the star to which you've grown accustomed.
It's nothing to do with that.
You'd be a very wealthy woman. Not that you're exactly destitute now. But we could all use a bit more, couldn't we?
Hazel!
Isn't that what you were after, from the day you married Dad?
How dare you! How dare you say a thing like that!
Oops. I see I've touched a raw nerve.
He's the most generous man in the world. He would have given you anything. There was no need to cheat and lie and make empty promises.
You worry too much. That's much tougher than you think.
He's a sick man, and it's only going to get worse. He knows that, and you're taking advantage of it. You can't really love him.
Oh.
You can't have any feelings for him at all.
No, please. Don't talk to me about love. How much of that did I ever get from Dad?
He loved you very much.
Well, excuse me, but it's a bit late for him to decide that now.
He always has, if only
you... Oh, has he? Well, let me tell you, when I was a kid, I hardly saw him at all. With Daddy, it was the business that always came first. I was way down on his list of priorities, so please, let's not get all dewy-eyed and sanctimonious. He's not the saint you seem to think he is. I don't owe him anything.
Well, I can see there's no point in us carrying on this discussion.
I've told you what I want.
And if you don't get it?
I'll have to do what I've promised Dad. Stay here, bring Carl and the kids over, and take over the business.
Yes, I see.
So when you've made your mind up, let me know. I'll be waiting.
Ed! Ed, please! Just wait, just stop and talk to me!
Well...
Ed! But you do love me, don't you? I hope you do. So, don't you want us to be together? Why won't you let me go with you?
I can't. You just can't do it, Emma.
Why? If you go, there is nothing to keep me here.
Well, George, what about George?
I told you, we'll take him with us.
What? Take him away? To Australia?
Yeah. Just the three of us, we'll be together.
Emma, stop. Stop and think about this. If you come with me, you can never go back. You can't just take George away and walk out the door forever.
Yes, I could. What's there to stop me?
He's just a baby. His place is here, at home. That's where he belongs.
No. No, you're wrong, Ed. His place is with us, with you and me.
But what about Will? Well, you think it's right to take George away from his father?
No. No, you don't understand.
I can't let you do it, Emma.
Ed, wait.
Take his baby. I couldn't. I just couldn't live with it.
Ed. Something you don't know. Something I should have told you.
What?
George. Will's not his father. It's you. He's your baby.
Emma, no.
Yeah. That time before the wedding. I know. I'm sure.
Don't say that.
It's true, Ed. I swear. George is your baby.
After the explosive events of last night, Brenda is saying her goodbyes.
Is it going to give you a hand?
Well, I'm okay, thanks, actually. The Friday veg run. Helen can sort it all out from here.
Okay, then.
And shouldn't you be packing?
I came in to do some last-minute shopping. Shampoo, toothpaste.
So you've got a busy day, then?
Yep. I've not even started the packing. I may not have a chance to see you later, so I thought I'd come and say, like, goodbye, you know?
Oh. Yeah, thanks.
It's all, like, a bit weird now it's happening.
Bye-bye, Ambridge.
I mean, it's great, of course. It's really exciting, but I suppose I'm quite nervous, too.
Look, I was going through my CDs the other day. There's a lot of stuff there. I mean, good ones, not rubbish. But I've got most of it on MP3 now, anyway.
Yeah?
So, if you want to have a look through, see if there's anything you want, you can take them to uni with you.
Really? Hey, that'd be fantastic.
Look, you're pushed for time, aren't you? So, why don't I bring them round later?
Oh, hi, Brenda.
Hi.
Say, late afternoon, when I've done with the pigs.
Oh, great. That's really kind of you, Tom.
Yeah, fine.
Okay, thanks. See you later.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, it's all there.
Oh, thanks.
Do you mind if I leave you to it? I've got to get
Tom, home. Tom, Mum says you've been rowing with Dad again.
Dad had another go at me for betraying my organic principles, if that's what you mean.
Okay, I'm not saying it's your fault.
No, he started it.
But all these arguments, Tom, they don't help.
Helen, I don't want to row with anyone. All I want is to be left to try and rebuild my life again.
Okay.
Emma, morning.
Hello.
You're not looking for Ed by any chance?
Yeah, is he...
I don't know where he is, I'm afraid. Didn't come in this morning.
Oh, why not?
I don't know that either. And he's not answering his mobile. Everything all right? He's not in some kind of trouble?
No, nothing like that. Not as far as I know.
When did you last hear from him?
Yesterday afternoon.
Oh, well, I wasn't here yesterday.
No.
Oh, I do hope he's not got himself into some kind of a jam.
Why do you say that?
He'd not given the young stock their hay last night, and it's not like Ed to forget.
No.
Oh, just an oversight, perhaps. Is everything all right with him?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Sure? Nothing I can do?
No, really.
Okay. If I do see him, shall I ask him to give you a call?
Yeah. Yes, please. Tell him it's important.
She's even more wicked than I thought. A cruel, heartless, greedy woman.
Now, calm down, Mum. You make yourself ill.
You weren't there, Lillian. You didn't hear her.
Before you tell me any more, let's have a drink. It's good for the nerves.
No, I won't, thanks.
Well, what about a coffee, then? From my new coffee maker?
No, really.
Well, you don't mind if I do.
And some of the things she said to me. Well, you know she accused me of marrying Jack for his money. Came right out and said it to my face.
That's the way her mind works, Mum. I know the sort.
What right has she to say a thing like that? How could she possibly understand?
All right, now. Look, let's go back to the beginning. You said she's offered you some kind of deal.
Yes, she made no bones about it. If she's going to leave, she expects us to buy her off.
So what exactly does she want?
Oh, it's all so sordid and disgusting.
Oh, you know me, Mum. I'm not easily shocked.
Well, to start with, she wants $500,000 in cash on top of the money Jack's already given her.
Wow. It's not exactly peanuts, but maybe it's cheap at the price.
Wait, that's not all. She wants his will to be changed, too.
Changed how?
She wants Jack to leave her Grey Gables.
Mum, no!
Oh, yes, the whole business. It would all go to her. She's not going to settle for anything less.
Well, she is one tough cookie. It's not going to leave much for you.
Oh, it's not the money, Lillian. She can have the lot for all I care.
Now, Mum...
It's the way she's so cold and callous. Do you know what else she said? If Jack doesn't live for another 7 years, she wants her inheritance tax to be paid from the estate as well.
So much for the loving, devoted daughter.
Yes. As if Jack's death were just another inconvenience. How could she talk that way about her father?
The question is, now she's made her offer, what are you going to do about it?
I'm afraid there's only one thing I can do.
You're not going to let her take it all.
I've got to do whatever's best for Jack. If I can, and Hazel goes soon, quietly, without any fuss, well, Jack's going to be very upset, of course. But if she stays on and fights us for every penny, I think that would be far worse for him in the long run.
Do you?
The longer she stays, the more lies she tells him, the more hurt he'll be in the end.
Tom! Oh, hi. Back early.
It's my usual time.
Oh.
Tom, I don't want a row, honestly. It's all so unnecessary. I'm not taking sides.
So you'd rather sit on the fence?
Oh, come on. I'm just trying to be fair about this. There are always two sides to every argument.
Try and make Dad understand that.
OK, so I agree. He's gone way over the top. He should have been able to handle it better.
Yeah, but...
But nothing. Look, I just talked to Mum and she told me about the deal that you've got with the catering butcher.
Don't you mean the deal Uncle Brian got?
Yeah, I think it sounds, well, yeah, quite promising.
Oh, don't get carried away, will you?
I'm pleased for you, Tom. I hope you can make a success of your new product. I don't want to see you fail again.
Bet Mum and Dad can't wait.
Oh, OK, never mind, forget I even mentioned it.
Well, I'm sorry, Helen,
I just wanted to show you that not everyone in the family's against you.
OK. Well, if you really mean that... Maybe you could stock some of my new brand in the shop.
Tom, you can't expect to have it both ways. You made the decision to get out of organics. It was your own free choice.
See, you are on Dad's side, aren't you?
Oh, Tom, I really don't want us to start another argument.
Hiya.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Brenda.
I've got ahead with my packing, so... Right, I've got things to do. Sorry, did I interrupt something?
No, no. Perfect timing, as usual.
Sure.
Yeah, believe me, it's good to see you.
I thought if you're not too busy...
Yeah, 5 minutes and I'll be done.
OK, so maybe we could go down the pub for half an hour?
Yeah, great. I mean, if you're sure you can spare the time.
I'm definitely in no hurry to go home. It's getting desperate.
Oh, yeah?
Dad and Amy still aren't speaking and Dad's got so fed up he's taking tomorrow out to go fishing. And Mum's still trying to get cover so she can take me down to uni.
Sounds like you're well out of it.
Ugh, roll on tomorrow morning.
Brenda, you say your mum's pushed for cover tomorrow?
Yeah, it's been a mix-up. Susan's got to take her mum to the hairdresser.
Well, why don't I take you down to uni?
No, don't worry. I'm sure Mum can sort it.
No, really? I can clear a few hours tomorrow morning, no problem.
Ed.
Hold on. Is Will?
No, it's okay. He's out working. Ed, where's he? Come on, quick. Ed, where have you been?
Nowhere.
You weren't at home, you weren't at work.
No, just been around.
You didn't answer your phone.
I told you yesterday, I had to have some time, you know, to sort my head out.
I didn't know where you were. I thought you'd left us. I thought you'd gone away.
No. I'm still here, aren't I?
I've been going mad. Not knowing where you'd gone, not knowing what we're going to do. I'm trying to act normal in front of Will.
It was too big, Emma. When you said about George, it's like my whole life's changed. I mean, there's part of me still can't get hold of it, you know?
He's your baby, Ed. You know it's true. Why should I lie to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know you've every right to hate me for not telling you before. But
I didn't know what to do.
No.
You understand, don't you, Ed? Please say that you understand.
I don't care about all that now. It's all changed. Everything's different. I'm still not sure how I feel about anything.
So what are you going to do? You're still going away? Do you want us to go with you?
Where is he? To George?
He's upstairs. He's asleep.
Oh, maybe I'd better not.
No. It's time you woke up anyway. Come on. There, George. Look who's come to see you.
Hello.
Oh, go on. You can take him. Oh.
Hello, Georgie. What about this then, eh? What do you think about it?
See, he knows. He knows you're his daddy.
You were along, did you? You've been keeping it to yourself, have you? Oh, you're a real joker, aren't you?
He looks so like you. I was so terrified. I thought everyone would see it too. I thought Will would see it.
Well, I think I knew. I mean, look, deep down, you know? Even the first time I held him, I knew he was special.
You see? He's yours. And I love you so much.
I love you too, Em. You know that. You don't have to ask.
So what now? I can't stay here with Will. I want to be with you. Ed?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got the both of you now. I'm not letting you go.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts and the editor Vanessa Whitburn.